Let's give him adoration. Let's bless the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Ancient of Days. Let us praise him. Praise him. Magnify his holy name. It's worthy to be praised. It's worthy to be adored. It's worthy to be magnified. Worship him. Let him hear your voice. Let him hear you say, Lord, I love you. I appreciate you. There's no one like you. Ancient of Days, be glorified forever. Be glorified forever. Father, we bless you. We adore you. We magnify your holy name. Thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for keeping me alive. Thank you for my health, for my strength, for joy in the Holy Spirit. Thank you, my supporter, my savior, my redeemer, my healer, my provider, my all in all. Thank you for your mercy. It is of your mercy, Lord, that I am not consumed. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you because you renew the mercy day by day. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord. I bless your name. I bless your name. I bless your name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worshipped. I believe that the prayer today is for every one of us. Not just for businessmen and bankers and men and women of industry, but for every one of us. Let's cry unto God. I say, from now on, Father, everything I touch, let it prosper. Go ahead, let's talk to the Almighty God. Everything I touch, let it prosper. Let it prosper mightily, Lord. Don't let me ever have any fruitless effort again in my life. Everything I touch, let it prosper. Let it prosper mightily. Let it prosper abundantly. Abundantly. Put an end to fruitless efforts in my life. Don't let me labor for nothing. From now on, everything prosper. Let it prosper abundantly. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name, oh Lord. Alleluia. Oh,
blessed be your name.
Alleluia.
Blessed be your name.
Alleluia.
Blessed be your name.
Your name,
holy is your name,
hallelujah, bless your name. King of kings, Lord of lords, the I am that I am, our savior, our healer, our provider, our deliverer, our all in all, glory be to your holy name. Thank you for January. Thank you for February. Thank you for March. Thank you for April. Thank you for May. Thank you for June. Thank you for July. Thank you for August. Lord, thank you for September. Glory be to your holy name. Father, I'm committing every one of us into your hands. Beginning from now, everything we touch, let it prosper. Let it prosper abundantly. Please, Lord, from now on, any form of barrenness, physical, material, spiritual, and otherwise, don't let it be mentioned in your church. As for your children who have been faithful in the payment of their tithes and in the giving of their offerings this month, embarrass them with your blessings. Father, you have brought us to the last 3 months of the year, 4 months of the year, and I'm asking that the grace that brought us thus far will take us to the end of the year. Please, Lord, bless your children. Heal the sick. Set the captives free. Answer our prayers by fire. And let it be well with all of us. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Let someone shout hallelujah. To two or three people and tell them you will prosper abundantly. And then you may please be seated. This morning I've been asked to speak to you on the topic flood of abundance. Flood of abundance. Psalm 68, verse 19. Psalm 68, verse 19. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. The first time I read that passage, I thought maybe I wasn't seeing correctly. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loads. God is a God of abundance. And I decree in the name that's above every other name, you will never lack again. You know, God is also called the King of Glory. Don't let anybody deceive you. There's nothing glorious in scarcity. There's nothing glorious in poverty. There's nothing glorious in lack. There's nothing glorious in begging before you can eat. There's nothing glorious in wearing rags. Let's face the truth. Let's face the truth. It is difficult to shout hallelujah if you don't know where the rent is going to come forth at the end of the month. There's nothing glorious in having your loaves thrown out on the streets. Somebody once said, several years ago, I think around 1975, he said the cars in Lagos are too many. And one fellow answered him and said, "You haven't seen anything yet because I'm yet to buy my own." You will not end eternity. Let me be bold to say that before the end of this year, miraculously, God will provide your own house. Somebody said if everybody were to become a landlord, then who will be tenants? Well, if you want to be a tenant, be a tenant. I'm not going to die a tenant. In Genesis 17 verse 1, when God was introducing himself for the very first time to Abraham, he said, "I am Jehovah El Shaddai." And the Bible scholars tell us El Shaddai means your mother's breast. You know the implication of that? In a woman's breast, a mommy's breast, there is enough milk. Even if there are four children to be fed, it is the children who will say enough. The milk never runs dry. That's God. After God has prospered everybody, he will prosper you too. It can't be your turn and God will say, "No more milk." The milk in the breast of mama is there until the child says, "I don't want any more." Ask any woman who had ever lost a child. Until she willingly says, "I'm not giving you milk anymore. You are old enough now to be eating without milk." That's when the milk will stop. Otherwise, it will keep on flowing. The blessing of God will flow into your life forever. Our God is a God of abundance. In 2 Kings chapter 4, from verse 1 to 7, 2 Kings 4 from verse 1 to 7, there was a widow who was terribly in debt. So badly in debt that the creditors wanted to sell her children. She came to God. All she wanted was that the debt be paid. Read the story. By the time God finished with her, she paid the debt and never had to borrow again. Now God is always more than enough. I decree in the name of the one who called me, you won't borrow again. In John chapter 6, from verse 5 to 13, John 6, 5 to 13, the Bible tells us that there was a crowd to be fed. And there was a young boy who had 5 loaves and 2 fishes. The lunch of a boy, you all know how small it must be. The Lord took the small meal, fed everybody, and the Bible said there were 12 baskets extra left over. There's a prayer I normally pray for those who are in my household after every convention, after every congress. I'm going to pray it for every one of you today. The 12 extra basket of blessing
May God send it to your house. So the issue in this topic this morning is not the issue of abundance. Our God is the God of abundance, and he's always willing. And when he wants to bless, he does it by loads. That's why the Yorubas, where my tribe calls him Olodumare. Odu means a big pot. When God wants to do good, he uses big pots to dish it out. What shook me a little bit about this topic is the word flood. Because you know what flood means. It means overflowing water. Flood of abundance. Abundance is already serious. Now to talk about flood of abundance, I said, look, maybe they are trying to ask me to take a closer look at my God. And suddenly I saw that what they are talking about is extraordinary abundance. Abundance that is beyond ordinary. And you know, when you go through the scriptures, you will find that, and that is true of God. Because he talks in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 8, 1 Peter 1 verse 8, he talks of joy unspeakable. Joy so much, it's even difficult to speak about it. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 7, Philippians 4, verse 7, it talks about peace that passes all understanding. Peace so big, there's no way you can understand it. In Acts chapter 9, from verse 11 to 12, Acts 19, from verse 11 to 12, he talks about God performing special miracles by the hand of Paul. A miracle is already a special intervention of God in the affairs of man. Now he's talking about special miracles. That means special, special divine intervention. In mathematics, we'll call that one miracle squared. In Acts chapter 5, from verse 14 to 16, Acts 5, 14 to 16, if the Almighty God has spoken about miracles being performed by the disciples, but then he went on to talk about a man called Peter, anointing in the shadow. His anointing was so heavy that his shadow was healing the sick. When you talk about flood of abundance, if you want to talk about it materially, you read 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 27. 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 27. It talks about King Solomon having so much money that silver was regarded as stones. As a matter of fact, during the reign of Solomon, he said he doesn't want to see silver in the palace. Put it in the backyard. Anything less than gold, he said, I don't want to see. You know, I made a prophecy several years ago. I was prophesying to some of my children then. I said, the time is coming when those who are working for you, when they bring your income for the day, you will tell them, anything that is 1,000 naira, bring to my account. Anything less than 1,000 naira, you know, 500, 100, you go and share. I know some people thought I was joking there. I prophesied then, I said, the time is coming. When you take your money, the cash that you got, to the bank will close for 3 days. They will tell the other customers, go to another bank, we are busy. They'll be counting your money. I know you will say that is ridiculous. Well, many of my prophecies have been ridiculous, but they have come to pass. I mean, I remember very well when I became general overseer in 1981, there was this young tailor. Very, very good tailor. He came to me and said, "Daddy, I don't have money. You buy the cloth and I will sew your suits. I can sew very well, but you must buy the material." I said, "Is that so?" He said, "Yes." I said, "Okay. A day is coming, my son, when you take your money to the bank, the manager will call you and say, 'What do you say you are doing? You say you are a tailor? Where do you get this kind of money?'" He said, "Amen." You know, it's easier for those of us who are poor to believe God for big things. I say to somebody here today, God will prosper you. You see, those who shouted "Amen" most are those of us who are probably from Bebutemeta Amushi. The big guys won't bother. They say, "We already have enough." Those of us who don't have much, we will surprise them. Those of you who have much, you will have much more. Flood of abundance. Abundance extraordinary. And I've given you instances in the past. Because there are some of us who think we are rich. We don't even know the meaning of rich until you hear about those who are truly rich. I told you the story of a man who went for a walk. Just went to jog in the morning with some of his bodyguards. And then he saw a factory out on the outskirts of the town. And as every factory is, you know, dirty and so on and so forth. "What factory is that?" And they said, "That's where they made Rolls Royce." He said, "What? That's why they make the car, right?" "Yes, and it's as dirty as that." He said, "Let's branch." "What are you going to do?" He got there and said, "I want to see the owner of this place." So they brought him. They said, "I want to buy the place." The one said, "Hey, master, do I look like somebody who wants to sell?" He said, "I will make you an offer you can't refuse. Tell me what is likely to be your profit for the next 10 years. Add it to the price of the place, and I will pay." He went on a stroll, on a walk, and bought a factory. Now that's what we call rich, okay? I told you there's something. I was reading in the newspapers. Some, was it on the internet? Of an emir. Don't let me mention the name of the place. Who has 500 Rolls Royce. Each one custom built. I'm sure if you have only one, you won't let us walk in the street. This emir, his wife went to Harrods. Harrods is the best, is the biggest market in the world. People like me, we go there to sightsee. The only thing we buy there is tea. She went there, shopped for 3 days. After 3 days, she called one of the followers, "Move this thing home. Go and get a plane to move the thing home." So she, because what she bought was many. The fellow said, "Oh, okay, I will go and get a cargo plane." He said, "You want to move my goods in a dirty cargo plane? Go and buy a 747. Remove the seats. Brand new. Remove the seats. And move the thing home." They moved it, filled a 747, put it in a store, at home. And she didn't open any of them for 3 years. I'm telling you, a day is coming when God will have so prospered you, you will say, this is a flood. And now, my children, if you really believe that this thing I'm talking about is not a joke, if you believe that it's going to come to pass, then you need to know that a flood can create a problem. When you read Luke chapter 5 from verse 1 to 7, Luke 5 from verse 1 to 7, Peter caught so much fish, it filled two boats. The two boats were sinking. A flood of abundance can sink boats. Deuteronomy chapter 8 from verse 11 to 18. Deuteronomy 8 verse 11 to 18. God gave a warning. When you are living in a house you have not built, when you have eaten and you are full, don't forget God. Why would God give such a warning? Because he knows that abundance, flood of abundance, can cause a man to forget God. 1 Kings chapter 11, from verse 1 to 4. 1 Kings chapter 11, from verse 1 to 4. Tells us the story of Solomon, the man who was treating silver as stones. What happened? That man really, really had a flood of abundance. He married 700 wives. I think I have always wondered, how was he able to cope? And as if that was not enough, he got 300 concubines to join. There was money. But what is the result? His heart turned away from God. A flood can be dangerous. I will tell just one more story, and then you will pray. I hope you will think twice before you pray. We were in the an American came to preach for us. And we were all pretty poor in those days. And you know the way the American
preachers behave.
Was preaching, going up and down.
All of a sudden he came down from the altar,
went straight to one young man,
stood before him, and said,
"Thus saith the Lord,
if you will worship me, I will make you a millionaire."
And in those days, when you were a millionaire, Nigerian millionaire, you were strong.
Naira was strong.
There was a time Naira was stronger than the dollar. We all looked, and then he came back to the altar and continued preaching.
Hey, we all looked at him. We wanted to say, God, send him to me too.
At the time he was speaking, this man, his wife and five children were living in a room and parlor in Mushi.
Within 6 months, he was a millionaire. I mean, bought a new car for himself, a new car for the wife. I mean, they were no longer living in Mushi.
But then, all of a sudden, I didn't see him in church. And I asked, what happened? They say he's sick. What's the problem? He had a heart attack. Young man,
So I sent to pray for him. He recovered, and I said they should bring him. How can you have heart attack? You are a young fellow. Although we've not been seeing you in church. He said, they gave him a contract. It was those days when they were building Abuja. They gave him a contract, a big contract in Abuja. And in the contract, they said when he got to a certain level, they will pay him
something, a million
naira. I'm talking of the days when naira was strong. The kind of money that if you got it at that time, for the rest of your life, you are set. 2 weeks before he got to that point on the contract, they canceled the contract. And that's what led to the heart attack. I said, God is merely trying to get your attention. I was there when God said, if you will worship me. You didn't hear that. All you heard was, I will make you a millionaire. You are a millionaire now. Small one. Because the one that you have just lost would have been a flood. And we don't see you in church. But he said, it's not my fault. You know, this Sunday, I have a meeting with my partner in Switzerland. The Sunday before, I have a meeting with another partner in London. And I say, why is it Sunday? At the time when you were, he said, you know, that's when they are most relaxed. I say, I see. Repent, my son. I said, you see that contract? They won't give it to any other fellow. My God will keep it for you. If you will repent and return to your Lord. He never returned. You know, they say, why, Daddy, why are you always telling stories? I'm talking from experience. Experience is the best teacher. We've seen the poor who became very, very rich, got to the top, forgot God. And when we read 1 Samuel chapter 2, verses 7 and 8, 1 Samuel 2, 7 and 8, usually we quote verse 8. And you can take off a beggar from the dunghill and cause him to sit with kings. Read verse 7. He brings up and he can bring low. That is why Jesus Christ said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing will be added. I think they say half a word is enough for the wise. You want God to prosper you. You want a fold of abundance. The first thing first is that you will make up your mind. Lord, I will serve you to the best of my ability all the days of my life. God is even more eager to prosper you than you are eager to be prospered. Because he's looking for treasurers. He's looking for channels through which he can bring in a flood of abundance. So if you are here and you are listening to me now and you have not yet surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, come and do so now. First thing first, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things will be added. He himself is more than able. His name is Jehovah El Shaddai, the God who is more than enough. So if you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, before the rest of us will pray, we'll give you 2 minutes to come. I will count from 1 to 7. So if you want to come, come very quickly. Say, I come to surrender my life to you too, to Almighty God. You take over my life, and I will serve you for the rest of my life. I'm counting now. One. Two. The choice is yours. Three. Four. Five. Hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. Six. Okay, thank you. Those of you who are already in front and those of you are on the way, cry to Jesus Christ. Please save my soul. I will serve you, O Lord. I want you to be my Lord. I want you to be my Savior. And I will serve you. I'm surrendering my life to you. Whatever I may become in the future, it will be yours and yours alone. Hurry up, those of you who are still on the way, and the rest of us, let's stretch our hands towards this hour. New brothers and sisters, and intercede for them, that the one who saved our souls will save their own souls also. Intercede for them, brethren. Pray that God will save their souls, that he will have mercy on them. Pray for them. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. My Father, my God, I want to thank you for your word. I want to thank you for all those who have come forward to surrender their lives to you. Father, please receive them. Save their souls. Let your blood wash away their sins. Please write their names in the book of life. Receive them into the family of God. And please, Lord, whenever they cry unto you, answer them by fire. And don't let them ever go back into the world. Father, I'm committing everybody listening to me today into your hands. When the flood came, it was to find out which house is built on the rock and which one is built on sand. We have made up our minds, Lord, that we are going to serve you. Our foundation is secure. Please, Lord God Almighty, as your children will cry out to you today for flood of abundance, grant their request. Amen. And please uphold them to the end. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. 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 Well, let someone shout hallelujah. I want to rejoice with those of you who have come forward today. I want to assure you, by the grace of God, from now on, I'll be praying for you. I'm going to need your names, your address, and your prayer requests. And I promise you, I'll be praying for you. So you will turn and see the counselor behind you. Those of you who are here, follow the counselor. They will collect the information I need and then bring you back very quickly. God bless you. You can begin to go.
You can begin to pray. Thank you, Father.
Now I want us to stand on our feet and shout a big hallelujah. Be careful before you pray this prayer you're about to pray. Make sure you mean it. If you mean it, you will say, Father, I am ready. Send the flood of abundance. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. I'm ready, Lord. My foundation is solidly in you, Lord. I am ready. Send the flood of abundance to me.